All right, my name is Marcus Treese, and I'm interviewing Mr. Gandhi in a Zoom meeting today. Do you give me permission to record and make public this oral history?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You do not have to answer any question that makes you uncomfortable. Please share as much information as you are willing to share. Your name, age, occupation, neighborhood, place of origin, and ethnic identity.
So name, Malcolm Gandhi, age, 39. My occupation, I'm a homeschool coordinator. Neighborhood, I'm from Albany, New York. Place of origin, Albany, New York. Ethnic identity, I'm an African-American.
Tell me about your journey to MBK.
Journey to MBK came along, I want to say now, 3 years ago. Our superintendent, Mrs. Adams, you know, she saw me and she said to me, "Have you heard about MBK?" And I said, "What's MBK?" And, you know, she began to explain, and it sounded extremely exciting for something like a program that was started for young Black men of color. And I read up on it, seeing that our former president, Barack Obama, was heading this initiative, and I was sold.
That's good. Let's see. Describe the impact of MBK on your community.
MBK on our school community, we are making waves. I would say that we are making some good waves, and we are getting known. You know, they know us.
All right, let's see. All right, what societal issues do the young men of color you serve face?
They face a new age of racism. When I was a young man, and I'm still young, but racism was hidden in the city of Albany and around the country, not in certain parts of the South, but the racism that we face now is more public, and it's very, very unique, and it's different because you would have thought, being in the 21st century, working our way through 2022, that we would still be in this position.
Okay. What steps are you taking to help with the issue, or how do the issues of today's youth differ from issues youth of color face when you were younger?
So I would say the steps are, first, educating and getting our young men to understand how they must operate and move. And between the education and them following what we're, you know, the steps that we're given, you know, we're changing the outcome.
Okay. Let's see. What obstacles, struggles have you encountered in your work?
Obstacles, struggles I have encountered with the work that I do is making sure to stay relevant, making sure to understand that this is an opportunity that they don't even realize that they really have.
If it has been, how has mentorship, don't let me rephrase that. If it has been, how has mentorship been transformative to you as a mentor?
Mentorship, this is a 360 that continues to, because I'm being mentored, I say 360 because while I'm being mentored, I'm taking what I'm learning and being a mentee and helping out other guys. And they're helping me grow on both sides. And so, you know, while I'm grabbing for the future, for those who are leaving the trail of wisdom, those who are leaving the trail of knowledge, of gems, it is my job to make sure that I soak up the information and make it reliable for those coming behind me.
Okay. As a leader in MBK, how have you navigated the As a leader in MBK, how have you navigated the nation's racial reckoning since 2020? So, like, just racially nowadays, like, how have you navigated through that?
By knowing who I am as a person. Racism in itself is about the other individual. It's not about me. I know I'm not a racist. You know, we as Black people have a heart of love. We have a heart of wanting to help and empower everybody that we come in contact with. And unfortunately, it's just not like that with other people. I have been able to navigate through understanding our paths. And when you understand our paths, you have a better defense for the future.
I get that. Okay, let's see. How did pandemic impact your local MBK chapter, your experience? So kind of like with last year, just, you know, think about that.
The impact during the pandemic was very difficult. My story was a lot different from everybody else's. However, it was still no excuses. You know, that gave us the opportunity to really utilize technology and, you know, the opportunity of being able to provide it this year and being able to serve and say, hey, if you can't make it in person, make it online. I think it's one of the best things that's ever happened to us. Even though I still prefer that interaction of being there in person, It leaves no room for excuses now.
Exactly. Let's see. What MBK initiative are you proudest of and why?
I am extremely proud concerning the initiative of yourself and Gideon and the other sisters. And y'all walk across that stage and we send you guys off in the right fashion knowing that y'all got it. You know what? They could leave the stable now. They good.
Yeah. I get it. Oh, and Gideon's doing this too, by the way. I don't know if you... He might hit you up about it.
Okay, well, I got to have different answers for him, I guess.
Yeah.
I got you. You got to me first, as always.
Got you. All right. Where do you see the most work needing to be done? So, like, throughout MBK, where do you see the most work needing to be done?
Again, is our students, our men of color, understanding what is before them. And I try to stress that, man, yo, we didn't have this coming up. We didn't have the MBK. We didn't have, you know, a program that was geared for us. We didn't have, you know, real mentors. You know, our mentors was the streets.
Yeah.
You know, our mentors was the drug dealers, unfortunately. Our mentors was people hanging out, and you had to make a decision that, am I going to become the same thing that they are? So, yeah.
All right. How can MBK have a bigger impact?
A bigger impact can be can happen with more Black men being involved. Not saying you guys, I'm not saying the students. I said we need more Black men involved.
Kind of like with our mentors being more involved into it.
Yes, like we should have a mentor for every student.
Okay. Make
it way more personal.
Are there any challenges, limitations, barriers that your local MBK right now is not capable of solving?
No. I have full support of our superintendent. We have full support of our partners, Mega Sci Fi. We have full support of our parents. Thank God for our parents. Full support of our students. The only barriers or limitations is how to make it better than last year.
Which exactly.
That is, I'm saying this on the record. I'm glad that this is you guys, to me. Y'all hate this is, it's going to be hard not having y'all around, man. But that lets me know that I got to keep going in the right direction.
Right. And you still always got me and Gideon to talk to those, so you know that.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Can MBK work to solve those problems in terms of improving educational opportunities for young men of color? If so, how?
Hands down. MBK is another door to the future. And as you saw when you went on our college tour, when we were at Howard University, everybody who had a field of interest, we were able to connect you with somebody.
Right.
They didn't have that then when I was coming up. You know, and this is the thing of getting you guys to understand that you have the connections. That is a vital piece, brother. Y'all gotta understand, bro. You gotta understand. I'm always gonna have my dad. I'm always gonna have Mr. Andy. I'm always gonna have Mr. Logan. I'm always gonna have Mr. Adams. And there are times that they had to get in my behind, but they got in my behind because they actually cared, because they actually loved me.
Mm-hmm.
And word that we as men, we don't speak on. However, you have the connection and there's no excuse for you to fail.
Yeah, I can feel that definitely. Let's see. All right, this is the last one right here.
What for, man?
You talking to me?
Yes, sir. No, we good, bro. Go.
Got you. Is there anything I didn't ask, but I should have?
No. I think that we covered a lot of things, and it really made me no. I think that you covered everything.
All right. Sounds good. Well, appreciate you doing this for me. It really means a lot.
Yes, sir.